Real talk, guys. Have you ever seen a ghost or a UFO? Did you ever sense something bad is about to happen or maybe something good? And what you imagined in that moment really happened? Do you believe in Bigfoot or Nessie, the monster of Loch Ness? Do you truly believe there is more in this world than what you can touch with your hands or see with your own eyes? Then this little podcast might be the right one for you. I'm no scientist, nor a doctor. No. I'm just curious. Mars, the red planet. I think most of us saw the movie The Martian, a science fiction movie from 2015 with Matt Damon as the hero. I think it's safe to call his character Mark Watney a hero, considering the fact that he was left behind alone on Mars for about 18 months. After a heavy storm separated him from his teammates believed that he died and were forced to leave him behind to save their own lives. Watney had to rely on his spacesuit to protect him, and of course, there was the space station in which he lived. He prevented starvation by growing potatoes in Mars soil mixed with his own feces. Sounds tasty, right? But in adversity, whatever works. My point is that Mars is probably not the best planet to get lost on. It's very cold, it's dusty, there's crazy storms on it, and it's impossible to breathe and live there without a spacesuit. Here's a few facts about Mars. Mars is a little further away from Sun than our good old Earth is. In numbers, Mars 141 million miles and Earth 93 million miles. Also, Mars is smaller than Earth. Earth is 7,926 miles in diameter and Mars 4,220. Mars is much colder than Earth. The average temperature is negative 81 degrees Fahrenheit. Not that snuggly, don't you think? Mars has two moons, which I think is really cool. The moons are called Phobos and Deimos. Phobos means fear and Deimos stands for dread. Man, who named those moons? The atmosphere on Mars is very, very thin. It consists of 95.97% carbon dioxide, which is not very comfortable to breathe. These are just a few facts about why it isn't very pleasant to live on Mars. So, what can be done to make living on Mars possible? The keyword is terraforming. Living on Mars is possible, at least in theory. Elon Musk once came up with the idea to nuke Mars. Yeah, you heard it right. Nuke Mars. The plan is to explode thermonuclear bombs over the planet's two poles, to melt the ice caps and release water and carbon dioxide from the poles. If all goes as planned, the greenhouse effect takes place, meaning the temperature on Mars would rise and the whole planet would become more and more habitable. Sounds like a plan, right? But is it that easy? Well, even if the desired effect occurs, it would still take many decades for the planet to warm up enough. And also, the thermonuclear bombs must explode way up in the sky and not on the surface of the Mars. If it exploded on the surface, this could mean severe damage and radiation on the planet itself. Also, dust particles from the impact could cause a nuclear winter, which means the planet would cool down even more instead of warming up. So, maybe we should think about some other options to terraform Mars. Another plan to warm up Mars is to set up many factories on its surface and produce greenhouse gases, which is basically the same as what we do right now on Earth. Yeah, it's the same. But this method would require many of those factories and also a lot of fossil fuel to operate them. And still, it would take hundreds, maybe thousands of years to create a permanent, life-friendly atmosphere. So it seems like it's not that easy to make Mars habitable, but it's not impossible. Long ago, Mars had a dense atmosphere, similar to Earth. It also had a large ocean, which covered a third of the surface. What happened to Mars? How did he become the desert planet that we know now? Since Mars only has a very weak magnetic field, the solar winds are distributed evenly over the surface. And so more and more atmospheric material was removed until the atmosphere was almost completely gone. This is just a very simple explanation, but hey guys, I'm not a scientist. If we wanted to colonize Mars, we would have to be able to create an artificial magnetic field, or we would have to build huge halls, domes and buildings to live and grow our food in. But then we could only live inside these buildings. If we wanted to go outside, we still had to wear a spacesuit. The idea of Mars being a second Earth sounds very romantic to me, and the science fiction fanboy in me definitely wants to go there one day if possible. But only if living on the surface is possible. I don't want to go there if I had to live inside some halls and buildings for the rest of my life. But if you think about it again, if the halls and buildings are big enough and simulate nature and all the things I wish for well, maybe, why not? In my other podcast, I once talked about generation spaceships that carry humans for many decades and more through space until they reach a place where they can settle down and start a new life. Ships like that must be very, very big too. I leave it to your fantasy how much space is needed for 100 plus humans that need to live there for the rest of their life. But this is a different topic. Let's save that one for another episode. How do you feel about terraforming? I have no doubt that it's possible to make Mars a place to live on one way or another one day. But do you think that we have to terraform Mars? Would you live there if you had the chance? And why? If you want to discuss this topic with me, send a mail to my Instagram account, Observe the World, or contact me on Facebook. Link in the description. As always, thank you so much for listening. And wherever you are, have a great day.